asking people with any information about the case to contact police. An altercation broke out between a protester and police at a pro-Palestine rally outside the U.S. consulate in Toronto yesterday, leading to an arrest. A police officer was seen on foot appearing to use his bicycle to ram the bicycle of a woman standing in front of him before she fell over as the bike toppled. A man ran up after and shoved an officer to the ground in retaliation, leading police to then tackle, beat, and arrest him. Police say the man was charged with both assaulting and obstructing a police officer. Criminal offenses punishable by up to 5 years and 2 years in prison, respectively. After the incident, thousands of protesters from two separate rallies converged on 52 Division downtown to demand the 32-year-old man's immediate release. Ontario Provincial Police say they have located a vehicle involved in a fatal hit and run in Norfolk County, though investigators are still searching for the suspect. OPP Consulate Andrew Gamble says the incident happened shortly before 5:30 p.m. on December 6th, when a 14-year-old pedestrian was struck and killed. Gamble says the force successfully found and seized the gray pickup truck involved and may have identified the driver, but search efforts for them remain ongoing. He says there is no threat to public safety and is asking anyone with information to aid the investigation to contact Norfolk County OPP. Two Ontario men have been arrested on terrorism charges. RCMP say the men were arrested after search warrants were carried out in Toronto in the Niagara region. The Mounties say the men took part in making recruitment videos for an international neo-Nazi terror group called the Atomwaffen Division. They say the pair also wrote that they're calling manifestos on group messaging channels known for circulating neo-fascist ideology and manuals on how to carry out racially motivated violence. Sports is next.
Of the thousands of miles we'll walk in a lifetime, how many steps will we remember? When did walking become just a simple act of getting from A to B? Let's make a humble walk mean something magnificent with the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada. Take steps with us and walk for wishes and make dreams come true for children living with life-threatening illnesses. Visit childrenswish.ca/wishmaker for details.
War Amps key tags aren't just for car owners. Anyone can get them, and they're for any keys you want to protect.
Recently, I lost the keys to my car, house, and office. Also on that key ring was my car starter and my War Amps key tag. Imagine my surprise when my keys were returned by courier from the War Amps a few days later. What peace of mind.
Look for your War Amps key tags in the mail or order them at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.
Sports.
Taking a look at sports, the Bills heavily upset Travis Kelce and the Chiefs last night, 20-23. The Tampa Buccaneers grabbed a last-minute win over the Atlanta Falcons last night with a touchdown in the last minute to win 29-25. And tonight, Green Bay takes on New York and Tennessee takes on Miami. In NHL action, Edmonton beat New Jersey 4-1. Nashville gave Montreal a loss 2-1. Winnipeg beat the Ducks 4-2. And the Leafs play the Islanders tonight at 7. In the NBA tonight, the Raptors play the Knicks at 7:30.
Ignite Radio weather.
Today we have a high of 2 with a chance of flurries and gusty winds with a wind chill down to minus 6. Tonight a low of minus 2 and a small possibility of flurries. And tomorrow we finally get to see some sun with a high of 3 and mostly cloudy skies. Currently outside the newsroom, it's at the freezing point.
The hottest station on the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
Tonight, I can take the heat, baby, best believe that's the moment I shine. Cause every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me. Looking
Ignite Radio. That was Dance the Night by Dua Lipa. It is 10:06 a.m. This is Dude Talk. I'm Josh, here with Joe. How's your morning going?
I'm tired, but I'm ready.
Me too.
I'm ready.
Have you gotten all your Christmas shopping done? There's 13 days left.
Man, I haven't even started. I honestly haven't started. It's going to be a rush. It's going to be a little tight squeeze. But I don't know. We got Amazon for a reason. Just the thing about Amazon, it's like I feel guilty almost buying Christmas gifts on Amazon. It's like, man, my mom birthed me and I can't even go to the mall to get her a real gift. I got to order it on Prime. Like, I just feel bad about myself. So
just have it magically appear the next day.
Exactly.
Instead.
Just doesn't feel authentic.
I went out with each of my parents to get the other one a gift because they were so indecisive that they wouldn't tell me what they wanted, so they just told the other right before they took me.
Oh, okay.
So I ended up getting just, like, a bottle of Bailey's for my dad and then just, like, this, like, nice cooking set for my mom and, like, a set of pajamas and stuff. And then I have, like, a 17- and 19-year-old sister, and so... Fudge, yeah. Do you get them? Like, some fudge, literally.
I feel like that's the worst thing when someone doesn't tell you what they want. It's like, oh, look, what do you want? It's like, oh, look, I'm easy. Anything.
Mm. Exactly.
There's unlimited things I could buy you. Like, I don't know. That's the worst part about Christmas shopping. I think I don't like anything about Christmas shopping, but that's the worst part. Like, it's just if someone's just straight up like, oh, I want a belt. Okay, I'll get you a belt.
Yeah, that is perfect.
No, it's just like...
Yeah, like, and when someone's adult, they can just buy whatever they want throughout the year. Like, how are you supposed to know, like, oh, they wanted this thing for X amount of time? Like, no.
Exactly.
They can just buy it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's coming up next. It's Boyfriend by Dove Cameron on Ignite Radio.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Not your average internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hit music.
Hit music.
Now.
Now.
I can't believe we're finally alone. I can't believe I almost went home.
What are the chances? Everyone's dancing and he's not with you. The universe must have defined this. What am I gonna do? Not grab your wrist. I could be a better boyfriend than him. I could do the things that he never did. Up all night, I won't quit thinking I'm gonna steal you from him. I could be such a gentleman. Plus all my cards would fit. Tell you twice all the ways he can't suffice. If I could give you some advice, I would leave with me tonight. The universe must have defined this. Ladies first, baby, I am sis. I could be a better boyfriend than him. I could do the things that he never did. Up all night, I won't quit thinking I'm gonna steal you from him. I could be such a gentleman. All my cards would fit. I could be a better boyfriend than him. I could be a better boyfriend. I never would have left you alone. Here on your own, go to your phone. Never would have left you alone, for someone else to take you home. I could be a better boyfriend than him. I could do the things that he never did. Up all night, I won't quit. I'm gonna steal you from him. I could be such a gentleman. Plus, you know my clothes would fit. I could be a better boyfriend than him. I could do the things that he never did. Up all night, such a gentleman. Plus all my clothes would fit.
Merry Christmas. Planning on playing any reindeer games this Christmas season? Tell us all about it at Facebook and Twitter. Find us at Ignite Radio 1.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place that I love even more than I usually do. Although I know it's a long way back home, I can promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on. Have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. tree. Christmas Eve will find me where
Ignite Radio, Serena Ryder's I'll Be Home for Christmas. This is Dude Talk. It's 10:17 in the morning. What are you thankful for this year, Joe?
I'm thankful to just be in this newsroom with a bunch of beauties. You know, this is something that a lot of people can say, but Dude Talk, bunch of just absolute fantastic guys, and we got an amazing teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she gives me good marks and she'll be even more amazing, but you know, I guess we'll see at the end of the year. What are you thankful for?
Yeah, this group, this being our last time together, it's been amazing. I'm so thankful for all of our teachers this semester, but even more thankful that the year is over and I can just rest now.
Sounds a little bit depressing to be thankful that the year is over, but you know what? 2024 is going to be a big year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
It's been, yeah, a rough up and down year, but hey, it's ended on a good note, ended with everyone here.
You got any big plans for New Year's or no?
Not yet. I'm sure I'll find something. I've had some bad New Year's experiences of being in the hospital for alcohol poisoning New Year's morning, so I'd like to take it easy now.
Maybe a little break from New Year's after mm-hmm. that doesn't sound too good.
Exactly. Coming up next, we have our Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio with My Ex's Best Friend by Machine Gun Kelly coming up after that.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Barbie leads Golden Globe nominations with 9, followed closely by Oppenheimer. Greta Gerwig's Barbie dominated the Golden Globe nominations with 9 nods for the blockbuster film, including Best Picture Musical or Comedy, as well as acting nominations for Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, and 3 of its original songs. It was closely followed by its release date and meme companion, Oppenheimer, which scored 8 nominations, including Best Picture Drama and for actors Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Emily Blunt. Most notably, though, Hamiltonian Martin Short was nominated for Best Male Actor in a Television Series for his role in Only Murders in the Building. In other news, Timothée Chalamet may be one of the most in-demand young actors working today, but that doesn't mean he doesn't still admire his peers. Case in point, Tom Holland, whose quote-unquote Riz game was recently praised by the Dune 2 lead. You can see him as the titular chocolatier in the Willy Wonka prequel movie in theaters starting December 15th. I'm Ben, and that's been your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
From Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan, well, basically the whole world, this
is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Hey. You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah.
It all seems complicated.
I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
I'll never say
you walked in my life at 2 a.m. Cause my boy's new girl is your best friend. Act like you don't see me, we'll play pretend. Your eyes already told me what you never said. Now we're in the backseat of the black car going home. And she asked me, is it wrong if I come up with you? We're both drunk on the elevator when I kiss you for the first time in New York City. I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. I never fall in love, but I can't get enough of it.
First off, I'm not sorry. I won't apologize to nobody. You play like I'm invisible. Girl, don't act like you ain't saw me. Last year was a mess and how I acted was beyond me. But the past still revolves me. You text me, I ain't responding. But now done changed. Go our separate ways. But look at this damage you did to me. I still want nothing to do between you and me. Please don't say nothing. It all sounds untrue to me. We don't got nothing to say.
You showed up and I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. I never fall in love, but I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough of it. I swear to God, I never fall in love. I never fall in love, but I can't get enough of it.
You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated.
I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
I'll never say it.
We're bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
At Ignite Radio Now.
Always been loud. In the quiet way, I always feel alone. In the crowded place, I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. I get sad on my birthday, I wanna talk back. In the worst way, I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say, I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie, I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me. But you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. Singing la da 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 da. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. And I never know what to say till I'm already walking away. Wanna punch you in the face, but I won't, but I might, but I won't. And I don't wanna play, I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie, I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me. But you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. Singing la da 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 da. The people
That was Confetti by Charlotte Carden. This is Ignite Radio with Dude Talk. We were talking a bit between the breaks about how every restaurant now requires you to have an app.
It's absolutely brutal. It's absolutely, like, I feel like I'm always running out of storage on my phone. Like, I can't even take a picture, and you want me to download a 250 megabyte app to get 5 cents off a McMuffin at McDonald's? Like, what are we talking about here? I don't know. What are your thoughts on the app?
My only phone is, like, a bad off-brand Android phone. So, like, it barely runs the apps it does have. And, like, it's so much of a hassle to try to, like, slowly load something, slowly pull it up, slowly try to connect to, like, whatever internet or data. It's just so much of a hassle for me. I hate it.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. I remember last summer I was going up to my buddy's cottage, and we were stopping in Barrie. We were just super hungry. All that was around within like 50 kilometers was an Arby's. And we're like, you know, we'll stop at Arby's. We walk into Arby's. I don't know. I get like a chicken sandwich at Arby's. I'm never going to go to Arby's ever again because I was just forced to go there. And the guy's like, do you have the Arby's app for 5% off this sandwich? Buddy, why would I ever have the Arby's app? Don't even ask me that question.
Exactly.
No hate to Arby's, but I'm never downloading your app. So it's just, you're just wasting all of our time here. But yeah, the apps right. are absolutely brutal. And I feel like they're always just pushing on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
Exactly. It's like how some restaurants are trying to go digital payment only, like no cash. Like, I feel like it cuts out like so many people who are either disadvantaged or like visually impaired or can't for one reason or another. It's just brutal. And
yeah, nah, the apps are absolutely crazy. So I think one of the worst parts is Roll Up the Rim right now. Like, Roll Up the Rim used to be one of the best times of the year. I used to think Christmas, no, Roll Up the Rim season. That's the real holiday. But now Christmas is ruined. Roll Up the Rim is ruined. I don't know. Someone text us at Dude Talk on Instagram and save us for the Christmas holiday season here.
Yeah, there was that weird period when McDonald's and Tavortons only went on app, and they're like, nope, no physical, like, Monopoly or Roll Up the Rim for you.
You're right, Monopoly as well. Yeah, Monopoly, they're trying to, they're just trying to get our emails and then blow me up every single day.
Exactly. Coming up next on Ignite Radio, it's What's Up Mohawk, followed by Finesse by Bruno Mars and Cardi B.
A stroke can cut off blood flow to the brain, resulting in devastating physical or mental damage. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation pioneered the use of a clot-busting drug that, when accessed quickly, can actually reverse these effects. So for many, it's as if the stroke never occurred. This is what happens when you put your heart into it.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Spitzbaum. Spitzbaum gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Mohawk's Wednesday film recommendation double feature for the International Day of the Abolition of Slavery. This week we have a double feature with Canada Had Slavery, Now Black Canadians Want an Apology, and the other movie, Black Life, Untold Stories. All Mohawk college students can access these films for free through YouTube and CBC Gem. Do you like to play video games or board games? Join the Student Life team on December 12th to show off your gaming skills with friends. We'll be hosting a FIFA tournament, a board game area, and some other casual video games for you to enjoy. Tuesday, December 12th at 1:30 to 4:30 in room C118. I'm Ben, and that's What's Up, Mohawk.
Bringing you hit music now, wherever you are. This is Ignite Radio.
Chain. Uh-huh. Cardi B's Jay Stenner can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Huh. Work from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Uh-huh. Bruno sense to me while I do my money dance like, flexing on the gram like, hit the Lil Jon, okay. Oh yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting big.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. 'Cause I've made some real big mistakes. You told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching?
How do you lie?
Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little
figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes.
That was Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo on Ignite Radio. This is Dude Talk. So what's the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten, Joe?
I don't necessarily know if it's like the best gift I've gotten, but I guess like my favorite, I'd have to say, is like, I think I was like 8 years old. I got this like plastic Spider-Man. Like, I don't know. Like, it was like a really cool Spider-Man because like his fingers and like, like knees bent, so
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
I think I had that one too. Yeah.
So I could like make his hands do like the sick motions and stuff. Like, I don't know. Christmas now, it's like I can just buy things if I want them bad enough. Back then, it was like literally if I wanted anything, I had two times Christmas and my birthday, so those times are just incredible. What about you? What was your favorite/best Christmas present?
Yeah, definitely. As a child, I remember the most getting like either a system handed me down, like a video game system, or like specific games that I'd wanted for like months and months. But like more recently, I mean, now I'm actually thankful to get like socks, and like I remember just like, ew, socks, well, give me toys or candy or chocolate or whatever. But no, now it's like, yes, socks, yeah, some more clothes.
Yeah.
Like, these things don't have holes in them anymore. Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy how the tide shifts as you get older. It's like, I don't want any more like toys or chocolate. Like, just give me some underwear and socks.
Yeah,
I'll be happy for the year.
I'm like, give me perishable goods so I can cook food. Give me some nice fancy stuff.
Yeah. I don't want to be the Grinch or anything, but I just feel like Christmas does get a little bit worse over the years. You know, it's just like that seems. Yeah. It's just like it's more like, huh, this is nice. I got some more socks and underwear, but it's not like I'm not like literally like tweaking the night before, like shaking in my bed, like, oh, I gotta get the new Spider-Man, like I gotta get the new game, I gotta get the new FIFA, you know? Like, it's just like,
yeah, of course. There's like the awkward middle period of your life where it becomes less important again, like your birthday, until like you might have kids, and then it becomes more important again for them or nieces or nephews or any family members.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm just like, I'm just in debt on Christmas because now I actually have to buy people like decent gifts, so.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's getting so expensive and so little. Anyways, coming up next on Ignite Radio, it's our Wayback Playback.
Studies show anti-smoking fear campaigns have no effect on stopping kids from smoking. But $5,000 in cold, hard cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. Imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Daryl Sittler, and this is my daughter, Ashley.
I lost my mother when I was only 20. The saddest thing about it is it could have been prevented.
So talk with your doctor and get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
Now, this song was recorded for the soundtrack to the 2016 film Alice Through the Looking Glass, marking the first occasion that the singer has written an original song for a feature film. This led it to a nomination for the Grammy Award for Best Song Written for Visual Media. The single was supported by a live performance at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards, as well as on Jimmy Kimmel Live. The song's music video ties into scenes and themes from the movie it was written for and features the singer's husband and daughter interacting with characters from Alice in Wonderland. I'm Ben, and here's Just Like Fire by Pink on Ignite Radio.
I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. And I'm wishing they stopped trying to turn me off. I want it all. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all. Cause they are all the same. See, I would rather we just go a different way than play the game. And no matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together forever and ever. We don't have to worry about a thing. About a thing. No.
Just like fire. Just like magic. I'll be flying free. I'ma disappear when they come for me. I kick that ceiling. What you gonna say? No one can be.
Radio. Hit music now.
You always want 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. Always know what's going through my head. You know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand.
Baby, this is too damn perfect. It's going through my mind all day. You know that it's making me nervous. Tell me what's the price you pay. Yeah, I did not lie when I said I miss you, babe. I'm just scared of making it official, babe. I just need you to come in and rescue me. Baby, save me from myself.
You always want 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. Always know what's going through my head. You know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand. I don't wanna sound too bold, yeah. But baby, let me take control, yeah. Yeah, you know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand.
Feedback, asking my shorty for feedback. How you doing, you be at? All I need is you to be happy. When I say I love you, I mean that. When I say I miss you, I mean that. But you have to be up to relapse. You have to get her to react. I did not lie when I said I miss you, babe. I'm just scared of making it official, babe. I just need you to come in and rescue me. Baby, save me from myself.
You always want 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. Always know what's going through my head.
Steps ahead. Always know what's going through my head. You know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand.
I don't wanna sound too bold, yeah. Baby, let me take control, yeah. Yeah, you know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand.
That was Upper Hand by Zach, Zoya, and Soren on Ignite Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this semester. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. It's been a pleasure getting to host with you and just being with this amazing crew here at Dude Talk.
Of course. Thank you all. Thank you for listening. And coming up next, it's a You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Jordan Smith on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than 1 million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Hi, Brad. This is Britney Spears, and I just want to wish you a very happy holiday.
Hi, this is John Mayer wishing you a happy non-denominational holidays.
Hey, this is Christina Aguilera. Happy holidays.
This is Avril Lavigne.
Yo, this is Nelly.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce. Happy holidays.
How's that for Christmas presents?
Ignite Radio.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. The music, you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. Ooh, yeah. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between you, I take the seasick crocodile. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stink, stink.
Want to get social?
Social? Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby, is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it. We could tell each other that it's dumb to try. You time, I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm abusive, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way of what I feel for you. Cause we know excuses only get in the way.
time you're in my presence, I send a flirty you a message. Oh, why do we keep second guessing? I think I love you there, I said it. We could tell each other that it's done to try, or you've been busy with the job and got no time. I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way. What I feel for you, of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you. Oh.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
To you since September. I know that's a little sketchy, but like, I broke up with my boyfriend in December. I have been talking to you since September. Yeah.
No, I can't sleep. Been a little while since you called me. I noticed that your fans still follow me. I'ma hit you up, what you want of me? Cause I kinda need it. See, baby, I'm a lottery pick. We should stop texting and swapping these pics. You should come over and sit on the end of this. That don't tell nobody, just me and you in the hotel lobby. It's always sunny, baby. You should come over, you should come over, get drunk. You ain't gotta tell nobody, cause baby I know what you want. You should come over, get drunk. You should come over, get some. You should come over, yeah, yeah. You should come over, over, yeah. Baby, you too hard to handle. Be Harry, you Frank, though. Baby, I'm just being frank, though. I'll take my shot, you know I got the ammo. Put a ring on it. Gonna make me fall, so I sprang on it. Sugar sweet, and she got a peach on it. Thick thighs, baby, I'ma keep calling. Like, don't tell nobody. Just me and you in the hotel lobby. It's always sunny, baby. You should come over. You should come over, get drunk. You ain't gotta tell nobody. Baby, I know what you want. You should come over, get drunk. You should come over, get some. You should come over, yeah. Yeah, you should come over, over, yeah. You should come over, over, yeah. You should come over.
Ignite Radio News.
Ignite Radio, I'm Katrina Marina, and 80,000 nurses in Quebec hospitals walked out of the hospital going on strike, demanding they get better salaries and better work conditions. In other news, a family was in a car accident in a USV they got from a car rental company after it spun out of control due to how weak its tires were. The franchise owner of the business blames potential tire thieves of swapping out the original tires of the SUV for weaker ones while in the budget rental lot. In response to this